Some of us have experienced the impact and influence of spiritually alive mothers. They lead us into loving and worshiping God. That's the biblical story of Jehoshaphat, found in 1 Kings 22, verses 41 through 45.
In the fourth year of the reign of King Ahab of Israel, Jehoshaphat, son of Asa, became king of Judah at the age of 35, and he ruled in Jerusalem for 25 years. His mother was Azubah, the daughter of Shilhi. Like his father Asa before him, he did what was right in the sight of the Lord. Everything else that Jehoshaphat did, all his bravery and his battles, are recorded in the history of the kings of Judah. He got rid of all the male and female prostitutes serving at the pagan altars who were still left from the days of his father Asa.
In the New Testament, Paul wrote two letters to a young man named Timothy. Both his mother and grandmother were women of faith. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5 says,
I remember the sincere faith you have, the kind of faith that your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice also had. I am sure that you have it also.
Today, remember that godly mothers are a real blessing.